Welcome all to the Month 8 Investable ETR briefing that covers the trading period from the 1st of August to the 31st of August 2024. Hopefully you'll find it interesting as we look closer at what's happening within the credit group. Firstly, Stephen will be discussing trade finance transactions during the month of August and will give a refresh on the core principles credit was built on. Next, George will show some of the work that goes on at our deal desk and some of the potential projects him and the team are looking at. We will also be looking at our segments on monthly reports and any updates on the European and global economies. Then we'll look at the briefing itself and some of the key information from it with updates on credit. And lastly, Patrick would like to talk about the Investable Intermediary app at the end of this meeting. So for our first topic, I'll hand you over to Stephen, who's a member of our trade desk.
Thanks for that, Maria. So for today's trade desk piece, we'll be focusing on an originator we've not discussed before. The client this month is an Irish company involved in supplying electrical parts for light installations in the truck and trailer industry. The company was founded in 97 and offers a wide range of products, distributing to more than 30 countries based in Europe. Their product designs are 100% company owned, which makes them the only Irish manufacturer using in-house designs and tooling. This allows them to push the boundaries and expand into niche markets, supplying quality products at competitive prices. As a result, they've developed a loyal customer base, all while ensuring products meet the highest of international standards. Due to this success, they encountered constraints on their ability to purchase stock and meet customer demands. To address these limitations, they joined Credet in 2018 and since then have availed of our DTR debtor finance. This has helped them free up much needed working capital, drawing down the purchase payment price on aged receivables and assisting with their cash flow requirements. Since joining Credet, they've traded considerable sums on their debtor statements in both Euro and GBP. To date, the company has traded a total of 8.6 million euro with debtors based in Ireland and the Eurozone, along with 1.1 million on UK-based entities. This injection of funds has allowed them to reinvest in critical areas such as research and development, which has played a pivotal role, allowing them to expand their customer base and further strengthening their presence in this sector. We understand some traditional investors may have reservations about Credet's ETR model, and we take these concerns seriously. Due to this, our risk management team undertakes an active role identifying risks and securing investable funds through various means. As a result, they have identified risks associated with our DTR debtor facility and due to this, strictly enforce requirements before funds can be released. To recap on our DTR trade finance, it's the use of our ETR exchange traded receivable purchasing model, which utilizes investable funds. Credet buys debtor invoices or DTRs at a discounted price, helping to free up working capital. Credet then pays our client the purchase payment price, commonly 80% of the face value of the invoice. 20% less cost of funds remains as the reserve balance. On the day ETRs are sold on Credet's trading platform, funds are issued to the client, and let's assume invoices are settled after 60 days outstanding. Once settled, the remaining 20% reserve balance becomes available, less cost of funds for 60 days, which are then released subject to our reserves and overdue policy. From this, Credet generates a modest profit for the number of days outstanding and uses these profits to settle our investors and pay intermediary commissions. In the case of this originator, their debtors have proven themselves to be reliable. So the standard 20% reserve balance more than adequately covers the credit notes and specific deductions, which to date has only amounted to less than 1% when compared to the overall trading value. Nevertheless, to ensure the integrity of each transaction, Credet requires the supply of goods and services must have taken place before invoices are authorized on our trading platform. For this client, proof of delivery has become a standard part of their trading documents. when they submit tracking numbers for sales, especially for customers based in Europe and the UK. TradeDesk's role is to review and authorize the ETR invoices using these tracking numbers to cross-reference sales information on logistical company websites such as DB Schelken and UPS, who've been tasked with transporting goods to their end destinations. This process ensures the goods have been delivered and addresses provided match that of the debtor companies. We also verify details such as the dispatch date and the total weight of the shipment, confirming they align with the invoice descriptions. This additional layer of verification helps Credet safeguard investable funds and ensure transactions are legitimate. While the majority of our clients' items are delivered on time without any issues, there are some instances where items are marked as on the way or out for delivery. In these cases, we accept these statuses if they are not related to the largest value invoices and account for less than 10% of the total shipment. Hope you found this presentation informative. I'll now pass you over to George, who's going to discuss some of the opportunities DealDesk are reviewing and will hopefully occur in the coming weeks.
Thank you, Stephen, and good afternoon, everyone. It continues to be a highly interesting year for the DealDesk, with many new and innovative companies coming to us. One such company we are currently in discussions with is based in Turkey, and they produce women's clothing. They buy fabrics and materials from suppliers in Turkey and manufacture clothes and export them to customers in United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and South Africa. This company was established over 50 years ago and has grown steadily over the years to establish itself as a formidable entity in the textile industry. The company's commitment to excellence and innovation has been instrumental in its rise to prominence. Through strategic planning and sound business practices, they have navigated their way through market challenges, emerging as a leader in the textile manufacturing domain. This is a renowned Turkish fashion brand specializing in sophisticated and modern women's clothing, with a focus on urban, versatile, and stylish designs. It offers collections that reflect global fashion trends while maintaining a unique contemporary flair. From everyday casual wear to office styles and elegant evening attire, the brand provides high quality garments that appeal to fashion forward women. Perspective ensures a seamless online shopping experience with customer friendly services such as fast delivery, easy returns, and regular discounts. We are also in discussions with a company based in India that trades minerals, specifically barite. They deal in barite powder, barite lumps, and barite ore that they purchase from suppliers in India, Morocco, Laos, and China, and sell to customers in the United States. They pride themselves in providing high-quality barite to its clients, from sourcing the barite from one of the largest mines, the world's largest mines, to delivering it across the world. They believe in quality, performance, and service to their clients, and consistently work on giving a competitive price to all their clients without compromising on the quality. And for this reason, their product follows detailed specific parameters before it even reaches the clients. Quality, they have an in-house team that performs required tests in compliance with the client specifications. Packaging and pre-shipment clearance. They offer packaging to all their clients depending on their requirements and help their clients elevate their value by providing custom software development. Shipment, to make the process as hassle-free as possible for their clients, they also arrange the freight for them. On the shipping side of things, we are in discussions with two companies regarding the purchasing of vessels. Firstly, we have a company based in Turkey who are looking to buy a bulker, and this is a ship used for transporting dry commodities like sand, grains, coal, and so on, as opposed to tankers that are used for liquids like fuel, crude oil, and so on. They have several contract opportunities to ship from North Africa to Algeria, to then France, and then from Turkey to Africa. We are eager to progress this opportunity as there is a large demand right now for carriers with cranes to offload, you know, larger ships and deliver to smaller ports. This company specializes in the trading and supplying a wide range of commodities such as petroleum products, petrochemicals, fertilizers, and agricultural goods. With a comprehensive understanding of global supply chains, this company ensures the responsible storage, transport, and delivery of these products. Their services also include logistics management and risk mitigation for price, currency, and freight. They are committed to innovation, sustainability, and meeting the growing demand for essential industrial and commercial resources. The second one is a company based in Germany that wants to buy a dry bulker. This will be their first vessel. However, they currently specialize in renewable energy technologies and focus on solar power, energy storage, and clean energy infrastructure development. By providing innovative products and services, this company is helping drive Germany's transition to greener energy sources while promoting efficiency and environmental responsibility. The vessel they want to buy is intended to transport iron ore, sugar, cement, and salt, mainly in the Mediterranean area. As we have discussed renewable energy in today's briefing, and this is currently a hot topic in the office, as you may know, the main types include solar, wind, hydroelectric, geothermal, and biomass energy. Each harnesses natural processes to generate power. There are some major benefits to this, as the sources of renewable energy produce little to no greenhouse gases or pollutants, helping to reduce air and water pollution and combat climate change. It's also extremely sustainable, as resources like sunlight, wind, and geothermal heat are abundant, and they will not deplete over time, ensuring a long-term energy supply with major reductions in energy cost once, of course, the infrastructure is in place, as renewable energy sources will offer a much lower operational cost compared to fossil fuels. Thank you so much, everyone. It's always a pleasure. I'm back over to you now, Maria.
Thanks, George. It's always nice to hear about some of the deals that you and your team are looking at. Hopefully in the future, we'll be discussing some of these in our trade section of the briefing. So as we've stated before, Credet will always try to stay informed on what's happening in the world when looking for any new business. Trades that are meaningful to us and have an impact in today's current affairs will always be available, as they are what the world and the market is focusing on. So moving to the Baltic Index, we saw that August started off at 1,668. The index began to rapidly decrease as the month went on, reaching a low of 1,648 in the second week. This was the lowest of the month. The index fluctuated during the middle of the month before steadily increasing throughout the rest of August, ending at 1,856. We can see that this is higher than last month's Baltic Index, showing that the index is gradually increasing. The Baltic Index was recorded at 2014 as of today. As mentioned in other briefings, we promise to continuously keep an eye on the global economy with factoring in geopolitical issues that can cause ongoing effects to the markets. So moving to global news, we see that the Eurozone's private sector contracted sharply and unexpectedly this month as per the preliminary Purchasing Managers Index surveys. Both the services and manufacturing sectors underperformed, highlighting increasing challenges for businesses across the bloc. The euro fell by 0.7% against the US dollar, dipping below 1.11. European bond yields also plummeted, with German bond yields falling the most, down by 15 basis points. According to Andrew Cunningham at Capital Economics, the one positive development is that price pressures are easing. This will be reassuring for the European Central Bank and perhaps raises the chance that policymakers will cut the deposit rate again in October. Looking at the UK, figures from the Office for National Statistics showed the government's outstanding debt reached 100% of the GDP in August, the highest it's been since 1961. Consumer confidence has also fallen before the upcoming budget. This was largely unexpected as it came in the aftermath of an interest rate cut from the Bank of England to 5% in August. This move was to ease the pressure faced by some households, with further cuts to borrowing costs expected, albeit gradually. Inflation has also fallen sharply and held steady at 2.2% in August, just above the Bank of England's 2% target. These figures come amid growing pressure on the new Labour government to ease tax increases and spending cuts in the 30th October budget. Moving to the US, interest rates have been slashed for the first time in more than 4 years by more than expected. The Federal Reserve lowered its interest rate last week by 50 basis points to a new range of 4.75% to 5%. Lower interest rates will benefit American consumers and companies by lowering mortgage and other borrowing rates, in addition to helping stabilize the financial sector. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq jumped after the initial announcement, but ended the day modestly low. Inflation, meanwhile, dropped to 2.5% in August, moving closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target for the fifth month in a row. Moving to the last section, I will discuss the briefing itself. You will see the figures in the first section showing the active RSA of 49.3 million euro, with 57.75 million fully allocated. If we look to the right-hand side of the briefing, we can see that the credit index has remained at the norm at 68, with the trading figure for the month recorded at 7.59 million euro, with all available ETR in the market fully utilized. Credit control performance decreased slightly this month to 5.72 million euro. The exchange's performance again continues to jump ahead of all prior years by just over 24%. Our list of top 10 largest holdings and top 10 rated once again contain regular appearances from EKFB, Skanska Costain, and Hansen UK. At the top of the list, in a change to last month's briefing, a construction debtor, EKFB, and Skanska Costain. So Hansen UK is also back near the top with Atradius and the HSE moving higher, making another appearance. Our donut graphs also show a wide variation of our investments, with the largest sections again in wholesale and retail, health, manufacturing, and hospitality. These different sectors have familiar debtors on our top 10 largest holdings, with regular and reoccurring ones as well as new debtors being added monthly. The performance in wholesale and retail was the highest this month, with CBRE and Atradius representing the sector. Health and community was our second highest in performance this month, which is represented by the HSE in our largest holdings for August. The donut graphs continue to show the strong levels of diversification employed throughout credit. If we